Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Greetings, world. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Haru Presents. What I'm going to be talking about today, guys, is a very important topic because, you know, it's just been on my mind, you know, to kind of speak about, you know, tapping into our demonic forces. You know what I mean? What does that mean to tap into your demonic forces? Now, we understand as a society, because we've been conditioned, that, you know, anything that's demonic is bad. You know, darkness, negativity, you know, the whole fucking duality, you know, which, you know, makes up the whole totality of life, you know, is something that we have subconsciously grown so resistant to, right? So, you know, could it be that, you know, as a conditioned society, that we're so conditioned to stray away from the bad, not understand from the bad? If we are in a company of negativity, run. You know, we're not supposed to feel hurt. We're not supposed to feel pain. We don't know how to, you know, utilize anger in its, I want to say proper way, or we don't know how to turn our anger into power. You know what I mean? And so I want to go in today, guys. So I got I like to illustrate a picture. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with a clip. You know, and this clip is about, okay, let's take a perspective of, you know, negativity, demonic forces. You know, what if those are energies that we need along our journey? You know what I mean? What if those are some of the puzzle pieces that we're resistant to that we fucking need, is what I'm trying to say. So let's begin to see, you know, demonic energy or demonic forces as maybe a tool that could serve us, right? So let's start to examine that. Let's start to look at that balance. And let's see what we can kind of dig up here, right? So that's the intention of this particular broadcast. I do see I have a caller. I don't know if you're just listening, but I'm going to play a clip. If you're still on, I will bring you on after the clip. Or if anybody wants to call in and just join me, you know, just to say, hey, Haru, what's up? You know, anything like that. The number to call in is going to be area code 929. 4773423. Be sure that you press 1 if you want to be a part of the broadcast. If not, you can just simply call in. All right, I see you guys are calling in. So let's go ahead. So if you're just now tapping in, guys, we're just kind of, what I'm doing is illustrating a picture, just like, what if we need our demonic forces, you know, to serve us, you know? And I'm going to let Brother Wisdom talk. Pay attention to this dream, guys. The key, I feel, for me, it was, is the dream that he had when one of his demonic forces came as an animal totem to him. But his demonic forces was like, oh my God, you forgot me. You know, like you're so conditioned, or you so resistant, that you forgot how you could utilize me as a demonic force to serve you on your journey. You know what I mean? I think we got to start using this energy to serve us instead of being resistant toward it. I think that's where we got twisted, somewhere in the conditioning. So we're going to talk about it today, all right? So pay attention to the dream, guys. This clip is 16 minutes long. If your callers are still there, I will bring you on after the clip. So, yeah, guys, enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Brothers and sisters of the Celestial Energies, Brother Wisdom. It's raining today. I saw the chemtrail planes flying above yesterday while I was out here working in my garden and getting things together. And I knew that it was going to rain when I saw that. I said, damn, they're trying to make it rain. So, you know, that's one of the key points in linking it to our intelligence is building the structures to control the atmosphere. We must build the constructions on the ground. All right. So if you want to tap into atmokinesis, or controlling the atmosphere, that energy to control the atmosphere, you must build the structures that will give you that ability to link into atmokinesis. All right, very powerful energy. Why I'm here today is I'm going to be very short. You know, we've been talking about balance lately, and balance is so important in every aspect of our upbringing, especially we who are awakening and those who are seeking the awakening energy, you know, those who are the dawn of the awakening and those who are awakened and those who are fully awakened. Balance is important because balance leads you to speaking with the hidden forces within you. Remember, I told you guys we have 144,000 demonic forces within us. All right. Is it possible to meet all of them? Yes. I had the chance of meeting one as I slept in my meditation. I had the chance of meeting one. Usually when I go to sleep, what I do is I have on some lucid dreaming frequencies of such, where I use those frequencies to help assist with lucid dreaming. And then I turn them off, and then I go into a deep meditational sleep state. And there, I go into this powerful dream state. Hold on here. Okay, my neighbors. Gotta love your neighbors. So there you go into this powerful dream state. As I was in this dream state, in my meditation, I was at a house where I my wife and I were at, and my daughter and my son was there also. They were in their rooms. It wasn't as big house as I got right here. But I was digging up something on the side of the house, because I had to bury something. It was something I had to bury. And I was digging up, and the shovel broke. Talking to some neighbors next door. Just, you know, talking to some neighbors. And got to the street. I said, okay, I'll just put this out here because somebody come and get this right here. So I slammed the shovel on the ground because the shovel had been broken from the top of the shovel, had broke off. So, you know, I did my little slam or whatever. Then I started spinning the handle of the shovel and started doing Tai Chi in the middle of the road and spinning the handle or whatever. And I thought it was a pack of dogs, but it wasn't. It was a pack of hyenas. So I saw them, and I tipped in the house real fast, and I saw them coming after me. So I tipped in the house, and I closed, and I got in the screen door. Then as I was locking the screen door, the hyena spoke to me. He said, "Why are you running from me?" And I couldn't answer. He says, "You don't even know who I am." And I looked at him, and I said, "Who are you?" He says, "I'm Seelus. I'm one of your demonic forces." He says, "You've forgotten about me." And then I started speaking to him in the ancient language, and he started speaking back to me in the ancient language. But there were people around that were walking up and down the street, and he says, "Shh, shh, shh, shh." He says, "Sometimes this language is not for ears, other ears to hear." He said, "We'll talk a little later." He says, "You don't use me anymore." And I was just looking. He says, "No, no, 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 no. You've forgotten about me. You've forgotten about me." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. I said, when the time comes, I will call upon you and I will look into you. He says, I'm sure you will. He says, we'll talk a little later. And he was with a pack of hyenas. So I go and, you know, do the research on hyenas and see what hyenas are all about. And as I'm doing the research, it's saying that hyenas are known as incarnated demons. Now, we know, we as the original people, we know that these beings call us devils and demons because of the energies and powers that we have within us. The hyenas are far more powerful than we would ever imagine. And there are ancient pictures drawn of hyenas. There are also recent pictures drawn of hyenas in their full form. They're fire beings. All right? They have the fire element in them. Very powerful forces. So Silas, one of the 144,000 demonic forces in me, came and visited me. That's what balance is about. When you're in balance, your demonic forces will come and visit you. This is how serious this thing is. This is no joking matter, brothers and sisters. This is nothing to joke about. This is nothing to play around with. This is something very, very serious. Because it's time that we begin to link into the energies within us. So many of us are looking for this gratification of all these powers and energies, but they don't want to put in the work. The work is about balance. It's about discipline. It's about knowledge of self. This is why we did that last video, talk about intellect, intelligence, and knowledge. This is how you destroy your enemies through intelligence and knowledge. Someone says, so someone posted on that, so there's not going to be a war. Yes, there's going to be a war. There's going to be a war. The war hasn't ended. The war hasn't ended until we end it. All right? They're always warring against us. The war hasn't ended until we end it. And the way we end it is linking it to the intelligence. I wasn't expecting to meet one of my demonic forces within me, but it was Silas. Much love to your brother. I met him. So I go look up the demon Silas, and there is no demon Silas that is written or listed by these orc beings in their texts and the millions upon millions upon millions of books that they have written, which means that this is knowledge and intelligence of within you. Silas, as I was linking to myself to find out what Silas is about, Silas is a force of fire, pure fire. Silas is an inferno, which means that the energy, that fire energy, comes out of you. Silas is an inferno. Very, very quiet. Looks humble. Very quiet. And I don't mean humble as far as stupid and ignorant, because the root meaning of humble is stupid and ignorant. I could say he's balanced. Because he didn't come to attack me, he came to talk to me. But me being in the state of mind that the dog-like figures, because they were not dogs, they were hyenas. Hyenas are not dogs. Dog-like figures in my previous dream state were trying to attack me, but this was a hyena who was coming to talk to me. And I didn't know it. But now I know. So it's important to remain in balance, because your balance will allow you to be visited by the demonic forces that are within you. Your demonic forces are your sources of power that gives you the ability to link into everything. So the 72 demonic forces that are within your pineal gland, well, they're just there. And those are the ones that were released. There were, like I said, there are millions upon millions upon millions of demonic forces. But we have 144,000. This is one of the demonic forces within me. Selah came to me in a dream. Selah is in the inferno. So just want to pass that message on to you guys. Your demonic forces will come to you when you get into balance. When you're in full balance. When you know, I looked outside, I said, oh, these motherfuckers, they even sprayed the sky. I knew it. But I didn't get upset and I didn't get angry. And I said, okay, what I need to do is I need to go in a meditative state so that I can find out how to destroy this system, how to control the system, how to make this system come to an end. I need to go into a meditative state. And therefore, I listened to the Lucid Dreams tune. There's one called Nine Dimensions. It's called Nine Dimensions. All right. I think I'll post it on the I'll post it at the in the information box of this video here. And it's a very powerful lucid dream frequencies that you can listen to or you can link into it. But it was an honor to meet one of my demonic forces. This is the first time ever in this lifetime me meeting one of my demonic forces and we actually talking to each other. He says, no, you've forgotten about me. You don't use me anymore. And I was like, wow, my forces are talking to me. So I'm wondering, am I going to be meeting more forces? That's what balance is about. So when you are equal with the energy that created you, you're in tune to all the energies around you, which means that now your energy is going to begin to communicate with you. And this is when you tap into the all supreme powers and the energies that belong to you. All right, guys, remember, you got anything, any of these any dreams or anything that you had on Facebook, post it, and I'll get to it. On Facebook, post it. Earth Children in Meditation, Council of Atlantis, or Aboriginal Struggle. Go on either one of those Facebook pages and post that dream or that vision, and all of us are going to tune in to you so that you get a better clarification. But this one right here that I had was straightforward. This was one of my demonic forces that came and visited me, and it's all about balance. And this is what your enemies, this is what our enemies are the most fearful of when it comes to the original people, is balance. They fear balance because balance means that you're not caught up in that mix that they created. I see so many people posting about coronavirus and businesses and all this stuff, and our people are so asleep to who we are. We're focusing on what our enemies taught us, and we're not focusing on what the ancestors and the energy left behind for us to follow. We have paths that we must follow, and the path has got to be the paths on the very wave of energy that created us. That's the key point. I'm tired of hearing about our people writing about coronavirus. You know, I'm looking at all these groups, you know, and they talking about coronavirus and this and that, and you know, it's, come on now, we're above that. We're far above that. We're far more intelligent than this low level bullshit that they want to feed us. We're far more intelligent than one to talk about creating businesses. We're far more intelligent. Let's link into that intelligence. Balance takes you to that ultimate level of intelligence and the knowledge of who you are. And therefore, your energies, your demonic forces, they will communicate with you. All right, guys. Short message. Like I said, I'll get back with you a little later. In the meantime, all power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings, and may the force be with you.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Peace, 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 world. Welcome back. Welcome back, guys. You are tapped into another broadcast of Huru Presents. And what I'm talking about here today, what I wanted to bring to the table, should I say, is tapping into your demonic forces, right? Is this the balance that we need? Now, this subject is very important to me because, you know, as I was stating, it feels like we are conditioned, you know, to think, okay, not to, if it's bad, it's not good for us. You know what I'm saying? Let me say that. You know, we think that demons, you know what I'm saying, devils and demons, Lucifer, you know, we think that it's all bad shit. But what if, right, what if in actuality that is the balance that we need to come into a remembrance, right, a remembrance of which is us? You know what I mean? So I hope you guys enjoyed the clip. I thought that Brother Wisdom was good to kind of get the conversation started as far as the breakdown. Peace and love. I see Cetus is with me as well. The way that the universe ordained it, because I have a lot of questions for you, Sixes. So, because I know you speak on this a lot, you know what I mean, when it comes to the demonic forces that, you know, are within you. Brother Wisdom said that there is 144 demonic forces within us. That may be true. That's his perspective, you know, but what if the 144 truly represents something that we quite don't understand yet? You know what I mean? So peace and love to you, Cetus. Thank you for hopping on. I see that you love this post, this show that I was doing, but yeah, just understanding these demonic forces that are us. Peace to you.
Ooh. Hey, babe. And to anybody listening who will listen later. Oh, man, that one right there, that's where you definitely get into spirituality in the self. And as far as what the brother was speaking about, 144,000 demonic forces, I'll stay away from his remark on that. The rest of what he was saying, damn, that shit deep, man. I talk about, I mention it a lot. I lived through it a lot. A lot of these was called demonic forces because there's levels of them motherfuckers, man. It really depends on the person's soul script here on the planet. You know what I'm saying? The brother, he was real when he was saying, like, let me paraphrase him. Like, when we come in contact with a force from within, a lot of it is a part of us is to get our attention, like a force to go off inside of you. It's, for some people, it's hard to say. It's like, I don't want to sound confusing. Like, for some people, it's like evil shit happening. And it do be. It's some evil, the whole planet infested with evil unseen. And then these demonic forces that contact some of us, it's broad. Because, like, let me just speak on my own shit. Like, mine, I go through forces with dragons, beings that are hard to look at, but angels are hard to look at, too. It's all the same in one. They're a mirror of themselves. Where the fuck is the white? They're a mirror of themselves. And like me, I go through a lot. I broke my ankle. That shit was from a dragon. You know what I'm saying? But I have it's more than one form of me. This just me right here, flesh and blood, but it's five other versions of me. And another version of me was protecting the next King Ghidorah over all five dragon rams. And because I was a protector of the youth, I was pressed by a dragon here on earth. And because I'm in flesh and blood, this particular chaotic dragon, evil motherfucker too, he think I don't know, because he think I don't know. So he lied to me when he come into the house 4 months ago. And he lied because he want the kid. Now, I'm at the moment when he say I'm the father of the egg you got, I say, so what? I'm not giving it back. Something ain't right. Now, at that point, I couldn't remember everything of my other form that was given this dragon's egg. For the hats, this is why I spit out 2.6 billion children of the world. I also work with other youth that's not a human child, but outside of the atmosphere of Earth as a chosen one. Another version of me also protect children over the astral realm, or somebody call me and tell me their kid having nightmares. I can stop that. That's some of the work I do the past 4 years. Yet another version of me who was holding an egg because I was trusted to hold the next born over the next five dragon rams. Many people in touch with who King Ghidorah is and Godzilla. That nigga is real. You know what I'm saying? Hydra is real. The ten-headed snake. All that shit is real, man. I was attacked because the egg, I was hurt here on Earth, Keithon, because it's easier to hurt me on the planet than you can hurt another form of me outside of this planet. I limited. I am flesh and blood. You following me? In order for me to remember that shit had happened, then my son broke down the science to four of us for like 30 minutes why it happened. Yet, a girl on my page who walked with a brother named Will Cooper, she reminded me when the dragon broke my ankle, she reminded me she had already drew out the seven screws 4 months prior to me getting surgery. She had reminded me that me, her, and another female on Earth, we fought dragons as the power. Now I can remember. Another brother in my video said, I saw it in my dreams, but I ain't want to be negative. So I said, oh, shit, this is good that I followed my heart to align with the family of light, with my incarnated group, because they have the other pieces, including Jalen, to bring all of this to a whole for me to have understanding. Why did I get hurt like this? You following me? Then this particular entity, then this particular dark entity, this dragon, made Jalen fall. You might have remembered me saying something, Keithon. Jalen fell twice in the house. You know what I'm saying? And that was that dragon. He taking it out on my kid because I had the egg that he wanted, but he wasn't the father. He just wanted it to control. That nigga could have destroyed parts of the heaven if I would have gave up that egg. You following me? I'm going a little bit outside of what the boy in the video said, but it's still connected to forces that confront us. Here in flesh and blood, Keithon, I just didn't have remembrance, but because of that, should meet eventually you will. It's so intense what me and my boy go through, I have to remember. These are things, I can't always call somebody, but yet I'll get a couple of answers from incarnated starseeds, and they'll help me put the pieces together. You know what I'm saying? It's all remembrance so that this force can stop fucking with me. In the end, I think this is like paraphrasing what the dude said. In the end, the forces, it wasn't about it being evil or attacking me. I needed to remember this shit. I went through all of that, broke an ankle, watched a son drop to the ground twice, all to remember something, all for the benefit of the heaven. You following me? Niggas be down here in flesh and blood on earth, but just don't remember like me. They fucking ranking and your ass be over something very important in the goddamn heavens, man. You know what I'm saying? There's something on the planet to hit your ass. It'll be fucked up too like me, man. I broke a fucking ankle, man. I suffered, yo, through all of that. Yeah. But in the end, I got titanium put into my foot and it's upgrading my light body. You following me?
Mm-hmm.
My children have been confronted by forces. Both children. I've had to rush one child to the hospital, Kenyatta, being confronted by forces through a black cat. You know what I'm saying? Through her dreams. All of this is remembrance. Kenyatta control wars, not on the planet, but in the heavens. So Kenyatta be confronted with shit to awaken her so that she can use her ability. Sometimes while you here in flesh and blood, you got work to do in the heavens. This is ascension. Like me, I know I'm moving from the force, but like I just did an assignment with my father in the water. We have work to do. I had it to the tub. My father still got work to do with me for this planet. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't stop. But when it comes to demonic forces, man, keep on. Them motherfuckers come at level. Like the guy said, it's millions and millions. I talk about it all the time. They infested on the planet. Now it's millions and millions of niggas alike. My video was on that yesterday. Us walking on the planet in angelic form, man. When our parents were like 5 and 8 years old, we was here with them niggas as an angel. You know what I'm saying? Millions of us. We was right here next to mama and the niggas, man. So anyway, demonic forces, keep on. Them motherfuckers come. They come in the millions down here. In the millions down here. And some people, keep on, they don't believe in it. They don't fuck with it. People say, you ain't doing something right in your spiritual. No, fuck all that. Everybody different, man. I can see these motherfuckers. I'm supposed to be able to see them. I help remove them out of people's house. Other people who can't see do that too. But I just happen to be one who could see these forces. Forces who I remove out of people's house, it'd be a lesser force. It'd be a force that's just annoying them. Some people I can't remove it because they're supposed to connect with that force. That's connected to what the brother was saying. Some people are supposed to connect with these forces, but they just don't remember. Some like me, I control some of these motherfuckers. I just ain't use it yet. It ain't my time. Some of these dark forces, we done already sat at the table with these niggas. They a mirror of the light, Keith. On some of them, they gonna work for me. A lot of people in touch with that. They not always here to be hurting you. Some of them will fuck your ass up just to get your attention for you to awaken and understand your work on the face of the earth.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a little transparency, going through a few attributes. Of dark forces, then you got forces that overtake people. They can possess you. They can warp your mind as well. All of them not all bad. Some of them are here for your favors. Like one of them, this nigga helped me with hidden treasures, but he evil as fuck. But he here to help me with evil. I mean, he here to help me with the navigation. He here to show me everything that's hidden. That's how I found a portal with more rubies under the ground. Like, oh, shit, I ain't see it with my own supernatural eyes. It's another portal underground with some more rubies inside of it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, see, the people running after gold. Y'all got all this right here. They don't know no better. He be putting me on. He crazy motherfucker. He be laughing like they going for gold and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. They be laughing at the people because ain't no fucking gold. Look, this shit online any goddamn way. You ain't got nothing in your hand. So he was laughing at the people, and he was showing me the rubies underground that we're going to have access to when the time comes, you know what I'm saying? And that was the evil nigga, Keithon. That was just like 48 hours ago. He was showing me the rubies that I never saw in a portal that I didn't see with my supernatural. He was laughing at the people going after gold. He said, they're doing it through a digital system. Everything going to crash. They won't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? He was like, but look. Look at these rubies. I'm pointing like you can see me. He was like, look at the rubies. It's further. It's closer to you between Texas. Right at the borderline of the top of Texas is where the rubies is underground, matter of fact.
I know what you're talking about. The panhandle is what they call it, in the panhandle.
Oh, shit. Word?
Yeah, right there.
Wow, I didn't even know that. Wow.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Wow. So, see, you said something very key, and it is, one, you started off with this, understanding your soul walk, you know what I mean? Because it's different for everybody is what I'm getting from everything you're saying.
Yep, it'd be different. Sometimes, I've come to realize, I mean, on my Facebook page, certain brothers and sisters, they'll tell me what they're going through, right? And I'll be like, damn, they being attacked or confronted by the same forces I am. I get it. I get it. I get it. It's a group of us that reptilians is threatening, or it's a group of us that reptilians is channeling, evil reptilians. But at a time, they wasn't all evil. We all lived together in the reptilian world. We used to study together. So mad, a lot of people, I'd be like, oh, shit, these are the original people right here. Or I'd be like, oh, shit, they lived in the reptilian world with us. So this is why they going, not why, but oh, shit, all these people keep going through these threats. And these being, they want to be recruited. Motherfuckers be channeling us, threatening us and shit. Those be reptilians that I met like 30 people on my page in 3 years that be like, Jesus. These motherfuckers talking in my head. I be like, yup, those are reptilians, you know what I'm saying? But other people ain't going through that because they ain't aligned to go through it. It ain't written out for them to go through it. They didn't travel the cycles or they, it's just not in their soul script to go through this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's like Yeti. Yeti came to me and Jalen was like, why I don't get attacked? Jalen said, why don't we all suffer together? What the fuck? That's how he felt. Like, what the fuck is you saying? That's how Jalen talked. What the fuck is you saying? Like, just suffer together. She don't understand why. Me and my son, I done been in tears, bruh. I done been hurt. My son done been hurt, bruh. This chick talk about why I ain't going through nothing. That shit kind of fucked Jalen up when she said that because it's dangerous. Jalen got niggas in flesh and blood that can walk up to my door and take him. Okay, it's immortals on the planet in flesh and blood that can get to any of us. Particular niggas, I got niggas in flesh and blood in another state that channel my motherfucking kid that can come right to my door. Niggas, keep on. This shit is deep, bruh. Niggas in flesh and blood who intelligent, who been turned on, they way past me. Because they evil immortals. These the ones who rule the hacking system. They immortals. They legions. These motherfuckers is on the planet. There's only 13 of them. They're very, very powerful. They already turned on. And these motherfuckers, just talking about forces, it's forces in flesh and blood that channel my son right here while I'm in North Carolina. They right here on the planet, too, where they could just walk up to the door. These niggas could see like me, but they more advanced. These niggas is intelligent. They could see the whole fucking planet inside the planet. They like me, but they done passed me twice. I ain't even get that goddamn far. These niggas is nasty. They watch me when I go through the waters and shit. I got to learn how to watch them. I ain't get that far yet. Man, this shit is real, man. Shit is real, man. Shit is real, man. Yeah, it is, man. When I say shit is real, what I'm saying is this shit, this spirituality that's hitting the planet, man, and awakening in the people is greater sometimes than what we can fathom. It's greater than human comprehension, yo. Human comprehension, man. Mm-hmm. And it comes at so many different levels, Keith Don. When it comes to forces, all forces, like the brother was saying, in the clip, they ain't always paraphrasing him. It ain't about it being evil. It's actually to wake up something in you. A lot of that shit is remembering. The same niggas who ordered this dragon to break my goddamn ankle are the same niggas I've been warring with in 11 worlds. It's different world, same niggas, man. It's a video game, yo. A video game. That's part of why I speak about so much I speak about, because I remember 11 worlds. This is 12th one. It's the same niggas, man. Same reptilian entourage. They got friends and shit helping them, but niggas ain't in touch with that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than reptilians. These niggas run with like 12 other fucking races, man. That's malevolent, yo. You got the androids. Those is robots. Them niggas run with them niggas too. That's part of why the government want to make all this robot shit. The fucking android world. It's a world of these niggas, man. That's why they got the name. Android from. It's a world of them niggas. There ain't no spirit about them. No, they ain't benevolent. You know what I'm saying? They chaotic niggas. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing benevolent about them. The androids were all fucking what's called robots. Where some of the information is coming from. They being channeled. They working with these motherfuckers to be able to even make these robots like this.
You know, just in listening to you, some of the stuff that you're saying, I can't fathom because I'm not even on a level, you know, of I'm coming into, but I'm not on that, you know, level of understanding yet, I guess. But what I'm trying to, Yeah, what I'm finding, Cetius, is this, though. What we think is fantasy, you know what I'm saying, is actually reality.
Yep. That part. It'd be the answer to that. Would be fantasy. That'd be real life shit. It'd be like, what the hell? It's only a what the hell because of what we was freaking taught, you know?
That part.
A lot of the info dealing with goddamn cartoons, not Nickelodeon or Disney World cartoons, but these series cartoons that don't come on regular TV and shit, and like Dragon Ball Z. The answers be, a lot of answers be in that shit. A lot of answers is in a lot of stuff when it comes to TV.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to movies, but particularly them cartoon series and shit, it'd be mad answers. That would be a lot of shit for me. My son be having me watch a lot of stuff that cartoons I didn't even know was out. It'd be series to him because I need to understand some things. Dragon Ball Z, have to watch that because I have to remember a lot.
And that's when you get your remembrance. Yeah, it's like it's hidden.
Mom be like hit for hit. I'm only speaking to me. I'm not talking about other people. That don't mean everybody else go through what I go through. But if I even get online, Keith Thorne, I get hit sometimes for that. It's all in my negotiations. You know what I'm saying? What I'm about to say to you? Shit. I did a womb devotion a little bit before my. I did a womb class and I got hit with a curse in my motherfucking womb right when I did a womb devotion.
Are you serious? I remember that room.
It was the same thing. My dog Chosen got hit with it. It's because of who we are, because we in Noah bloodline. I got hit. It's basically a curse. I'm looking dead at it. It's in my womb. I have to build a transmutation board and do an exorcism to get it off so it don't remain in my bloodline. Chosen just died because of that shit. You know what I'm saying? This is the different things that we go through. But all it do is give me remembrance on how to remove it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, a transmutation board. Jalen had to remind me of that shit. You know what I mean? And like, see what I do, like you remember last night you was getting, damn, I don't think it was the video where you was getting the haircut. Oh yes it was.
Me and my barber enjoyed you yesterday.
Remember, Keith Dunn, if you was there that long when I showed how I let the girl see how I helped the girl see again.
I didn't hear that part.
It was towards the end. The end, I was showing my work that I had did. I was helping the girl see again. I was reading it in my inbox, showing me and her conversation and how she was like, oh, shit, I can see again. Jesus, I ain't got no glasses on. In that same video yesterday, she came in the thread and said, I still don't have glasses on. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm able to do that, I'll go through some dissension because of that. That's how my shit is set up. I'm not saying everybody, but I'll only speak for me, man. But I just got hit.
Yeah.
My womb got hit. And let me tell you, yo, God, brother, I went to the doctor and all that. Had sonograms done. I'm healthy, yo. Fucking healthy. There's nothing wrong with my fucking womb. They saw one fibroid that's so goddamn small, they would not even treat that shit. Women get fibroids simply from giving birth, so they won't even touch it. But see, the ET, reptilians, hit me in my goddamn stomach. They the niggas who created fibroids. My womb was straight. I don't teach the womb for nothing. I can see inside everybody's womb. You know what I'm saying? I got hit for that shit. Jalen came to me and said, you want to teach it, you get hit. You make the decision, one or the other. That's how my shit is set up. I'm not saying nobody else going back. The niggas have been like, oh, no. She not doing no. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. You know what I'm saying?
I want to say thank you for bringing that up. No, let me just ask you this, Cetius. Do you feel that once you kind of unlocking something or tapping into like a level of something, there's like unseen energy that doesn't want you to, so you get blocked or cursed?
All
is
day.
That what you're saying?
It happened to bad people.
Look,
Keith Dunn. Niggas would be like,
Niggas would be like, oh, you're not doing this. Fuck out of here. No, no, no. That might be the case for a few people. But some of us don't ain't got no. It's because of what the fuck we doing. I'm one of the 13 royal families on the planet of Noah. That don't make me better than nobody. I know why the fuck we go through what we go through. And it ain't even a bad thing, baby. I always come out on top. I don't even complain about the shit because I always get stronger. I always evolve. Mm-hmm. Like that boy said in that clip. That shit, paraphrasing him, that shit sets a force of remembrance off in you, and it really is beneficial. Keith, it really be helping you all the time. Yep.
Man, that shit is powerful right there.
I have the greatest stories, and then I have the fuck stories, because it's a balance. It's the balance. That's like
the balance.
If I hold the door open for an 81-year-old woman, it's a nigga on another side of the world pushing the bitch through the door. It's a balance, yin and yang, man. Yo, a lot of people, they're like, damn, every time I do something good, some foul shit happens. Exactly. Fucking yin and yang. Not everybody, but that shit is real. People not tripping, man. They just ain't in touch with what my boy was talking about on the clip. That's all.
Yep.
I wasn't either. Man. Yo, it took, my kids went through hella spiritual warfare in the crib for 5 years before I fucking woke up. I had to clean my house out. I was distraught at what my kids was going through, yo. They were seeing the supernatural. I had to get real. Every fucking toy in my house, everything Disney, everything Pixar, everything Hot Wheels, out of the goddamn house. I had to throw everything away. My kids was going through a supernatural warfare because their mother wasn't woken up. Man, that goes to show mad kids going through shit. And when I woke up, I started helping children. Mad kids is going through shit. My own kids, they all these motherfucking kids can see, most of them can see the unseen, Keith Thorne. They don't talk about it when they don't get knocked out. We already show, we don't want to show no interest in what the fuck they talk about. My kids suffered for 5 years, right in the goddamn house, man. Not knowing who I was, not understanding none of that supernatural shit. I asked them kids one question. I ain't turned back sick, man. My kids taught me where the fuck I'm at. My kids, the reason why I could blow on the mic like that. My kids, the one who I sit at their feet, and they give me, particularly Jayla, give me the goddamn science of remembrance, and then I can receive it myself by seeing it. Man, them motherfucking kids, not just mine. That's where it's at. I fuck with kids, bro. To get through this shit. I fuck with kids. That's part of why my mic's so powerful. Because of the kids.
Cetius, do me a favor, if you will. You know, can you share that moment of transition for you to where you know what I mean? That moment for you. Because somebody's struggling right now.
That moment of transition for me is when I turned to my children. Oh, they're going to kitten. I asked my daughter one question. But this was because of what I've been sensing. She was 12 years old. I asked my baby girl one question. I said, do you feel like, you got to use the bathroom? Oh, I said, do you feel like something out to kill you? She said, yeah, she was 11 years old. When I asked that girl that one question, I said, Yeti, I feel like it too. Ever since you was born, something is after you, but it's not in flesh and blood. I said, Yeti, it feel like something trying to kill you. She said, yeah, mommy. She was 11 years old. She's 19 now. Ever since, we never turned back. Once I asked that girl that one question that night, I started dreaming. I can't tell you what the dream was, but it was connected to me asking this girl the question. That was my awakening. Right there, asking that girl that question. That same night, I started dreaming of others that I knew of, and I was putting the pieces together. The next day, I started talking to my children. The day after that, I knew that something was in the house, and it was evil. I was starting to see it. I started to see it. Now my eyes is opening. Oh, shit, this is what I was seeing for years. Oh, shit. It was demonic forces around us. I said, oh, shit. So I had to come through an initiation. By then, the firmament was descended down into my house. Like, literally, the firmament came into my home for 3 days. Me and my children went through 3 days of darkness in the house, couldn't sleep for 72 hours. So we had to face a particular being named Satan, which his father is the creator of this entire fucking 12 universal system, so it wasn't no way around that. I had to come through my 3 days of darkness in the crib with both kids and the ex-husband at the time and face what's called Satan, That nigga is way past any demonic force or any demon on this goddamn planet. That boy so goddamn powerful, ain't even no way to get rid of him. He was here before the fucking heavenly kingdoms. That boy is awesome. Mm-hmm. And he coming from where I'm coming from, us Dragon Ball Z niggas. We coming from outside of this system. We had been here before this whole system was set the fuck up. Uh-huh. So anyway, that's part of why I go through a lot, too, because I already conquered 11 ascensions, 11 worlds, us Dragon Ball Z niggas. So anyway, what I was saying about the children went through initiation as well, 3 days of darkness in the crib. It was my children. I would sit down, like literally sit at the feet of the children, and the children were showing me. I'm like, what's that? Something in the house. My son start breaking it down. Now my eyes turned on. Now I can see. So now, now I can see. That's how I knew the firmament. I couldn't say that at the time was descended down into the house. Now I can see.
You know, Cisha,
now I was able to.
I was gonna say I seen it one time on your live, and it spooked me because I didn't understand it, but I saw it.
Saw what?
Yeah. Like as
saw
far
what?
As your eyes, like your eyes brown, like a real light brown.
Uh-huh.
And that was my perception of your eyes lighting up. It was just something different about your eyes in that moment.
I just had a brother here for like a month and a half to visit, and he caught it in daylight time. They turned on in my bedroom. Another brother who came to see me 3 years ago and meet my father, my eyes turned on in pizza parlor. He told my father, your daughter's eyes illuminate. My father ain't know what the fuck to say to that shit. You know what I'm saying? It was heavy. You know what I'm saying? It just happened in broad daylight the other day. It happening on the screen is one thing, but when it happened in broad daylight and motherfuckers telling me that shit, I knew one day I was going to go away from the living anyway, because I was turning on more and more and more. My throat looked like a light bulb, you know what I'm saying, in my videos. My shit turned on, you know what I'm saying? It coming through the flesh, my body shifting into an angelic being. So my throat chakra coming through the flesh, my eyes starting to illuminate in broad daylight now, you know what I'm saying? It turning on. I've seen niggas drop a loaf of bread, you know what I'm saying? I ran out of the stores for 4 years leaving Yeti and fucking JCPenney trying to get daddy some shirts and shit because my feet coming off the ground. I always run, running out of supermarkets, run, because I don't want my power to turn on in front of fucking 40 people in the goddamn supermarket. I'm always running out of the store, leaving my fucking daughter, man.
Yeah.
Always. I can't wear shoes for 4 years now, Keithon. 4 years. Because my feet turned on, I could go up. So I don't wear shoes, boo. Only when it rains, I put them on. And I got to take them off when I get back to my destination. I can't wear shoes, baby, going on 4 years now. Only when it rains when it's like, it got to be like winter, like cold, you know what I'm saying? I have to buy my shoes 2 sizes bigger now because my angelic feet turned on. I come off the ground. Soon I don't go away, God, brother.
As you just speak, you know, I just wonder how many people, you know what I mean? Because you speak so confident, you know, about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, yeah, I know there's more of people,
born,
you know.
I was born, and this is what happened. I never exercised or practiced anything. Not that I don't have to, but I was born, and this is what happened. One day I woke up, my feet came off the ground. One day I woke up, I started teleporting across the home. Well, Doc's home at the time. I just woke up and this stuff started happening. Yeah, I trained for it. I took extra courses. I came to the planet and walked the angelic form. I spoke about that yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So I put in a lot of work for this. I had to fight 5 battles in order to come here because I wasn't asked to come here. I knew I was going to show my ass on the planet because of what I had to go through for my own fucking world. And I was asked not to come. My son will tell you, my mother ain't supposed to be here. It's dangerous because of the power that my mother holds inside the corporeal body. I'm not talking about power to use. I'm talking about the installations. It's dangerous. That's why Jalen here, because he make up the rest of me. He ain't even got no soul. The boy's so like Bobby Hemmer. Them niggas ain't got no soul. He too intelligent. That's why niggas without a soul ain't only evil. Because my son is one of them. He got my motherfucking soul in him. That's not his shit. That's my shit. You know what I'm saying? To make up the rest of me.
Jerry got problems anyway in the fucking heaven. So whether they need his soul inside of him, I just told you about other niggas in flesh and blood on the planet that could walk to the door. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't need his soul inside his body because Jalen got more problems than a nigga, you know what I'm saying, in solitary confinement. Mm-hmm. Jalen got serious issue on his goddamn planet and in the motherfucking heavens. Over 20,000 years now, so he got to watch his own motherfucking ass. And ain't nothing human about it. The boy got issues, man. Boy got issues, man. He a fucking philosopher stone. That means he got 13 billion niggas inside of him. That's why he's so fucking smart, too, and can answer any goddamn question. He became a philosopher stone. That's what us Atlanteans used to create human beings. You know what I'm saying? Jalen made a mistake. Jalen got tricked by evil and became that shit, wiped off 13 billion off the fucking planet 20,000 years ago, which he was bigger and had more people on the planet. It's some deep shit. That's part of why the fuck he won it. That was heavy. They didn't read about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Heavy, man.
Man.
So, you know how niggas be on the run, right? Shit, we on the run too, goddammit. We got motherfuckers in flesh and blood and looking over the planet that we wanted. Not only us, though, you know what I'm saying? But it's heavy. Jalen is a marvel. The marvels. It's only five marvels on the planet in flesh and blood. All five of them niggas fucking one if even taken on a goddamn body. The rest of the marvels are smart. You don't take on bodies. You're too powerful. You're too money. Because the marvels, that's marvel. Bitch, that's X-Men. That, them niggas is alive. They are fucking here. That shit exists. I know all of them niggas. Goddamn John Miller's fucking Storm. John Miller, one of the five that's in flesh and blood on the fucking planet. Jalen is another one. It's three more left. Goddamn John Miller created the last fucking storm goddamn 10 months ago. Down there in the waters, the tropical storm, tropical storm. That was her. She just don't know how to work this shit. Because we all, you know, we can smoke up. You know what I'm saying? But John Miller, one of the five, it's only five of these niggas in flesh and blood. Let me tell it of the Marvel. Jaja Storm, man.
Jesus, have you seen Black? Have you seen Black Lightning, Netflix?
I watched like two of them, then I got bored. But yes.
Okay.
That nigga right there. I seen it.
Okay, but it's a part of the Marvel. You know, it's that energy. You know what I mean? The Black Lightning. You know, and it was he was the electric. His daughter was the fire, which his daughter was the most powerful of them all. And his other daughter was Storm. Yeah, I mean, I just finished it last night. It doesn't get good. It don't really start picking up seasons until season two. And what some people are doing.
Back,
yeah.
Going back.
Go back. Start at season two.
When I seen the daughter, I was over here hyped like, yes, bitch.
They some bad bitch. Man, it's really good. It's only three seasons. It didn't pick up to like season two. But some people are only watching season three because season three, what people are saying is that it's kind of where they feel that we are now and where we are headed. You know, I was starting at season two, so you can kind of get a little background and then go into season three. That's my recommendation.
Yo, check this. When I be turning on Netflix, I be seeing it. It'd be the first one. I'd be like, oh, I ain't watching that. Look, yo, people
man,
be like,
it's good.
You seen Raising Dion? I said, hell yeah, I got bored with that shit, bitch. I got a motherfucking son in my goddamn house. I got bored as hell with that little nigga. Why? I gave birth to one. So I got bored as a
Raising
bitch.
Raising Dion.
With that Raising Dion, that little black boy with them fucking superpowers. And the mother dumb as hell. She don't know about it. It's called Raising Dion. It's on. You ain't seen it yet.
I'm going to look for it. Not yet, but that's going to probably be my next one. That's probably going to be my next one. I just wrote it down. Okay.
It's
I'm gonna
on
look
Netflix.
For it.
The people going crazy over it because it's a little black boy. And he got superpowers. But the mother.
Okay.
It's like today. Oh my God, keep on. It's like today. The little kid's all magical, but the mother's be dang in touch with the shit. They ain't in touch with the shit. From what I saw, that's how it is. But I got bored with that little nigga shit. Me, I did. I got bored with it. His father had superpowers.
Yeah.
His daddy had superpowers. His daddy got killed by a force. Now the little boy got it. And that talking about forces is after the little boy. I stopped watching it, though. I got bored. I said, shit, look at Jerry. Shit.
All right, I'm gonna check it out. You know, I'm gonna report back because I like shit like that. So, but you know, Cetius, the point, you know, I feel is that, you know, the Marvel, like I was saying about, you know, how fantasy we think we, you know, it was conditioned to us like it's a fantasy, but no, this shit is reality. It's real, and these people are here on Earth walking, you know, amongst us now. So,
that's right.
It's happening. It's but yeah, I love it. But it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, because I'm processing right now because I don't even know how to reply to you sometimes because I'm like, I'm just taking it in. You know, I can't. You know, I'm like, how are you going to reply to that? You know,
I know.
I'm taking it in.
I be saying that when the brother came and told my father, he said, your daughter, I ain't going there. My father ain't know what the fuck. What do you say to that shit?
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
So, look, Keith Don, you see how, you see all this stuff I be talking about, right, on my page, on the panel, right?
Could you imagine how I feel? Because, look, to be able to speak about stuff like this, Keith Don, that means there's always more. So the more and more that I or people come into, there's always so much more to know. So to get to where I am now, sometimes if I wasn't at peace, I would be wrecking my brain. Like, oh, my God, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
So it's mad answers I need, Keith, on. It's mad insight that I need. And when I get that, I'm going to need more answers. You know what I'm saying? The shit never stops.
It never stops.
Because we infinite, you know, it's not only here on this plane, you know. We're all connected to all of life outside of the earth and in the earth. So it's so much, you know. I try to get people to not only focus on us being humans because, you know, some of you guys are with wolves and dolphins and mermaids and lions. Jalen, when you was playing the hyena, Jalen said you was a hyena, Mom. I said, shit,
oh, wow.
I said, I don't remember that part. She's me. I remember the lion part, but I don't remember all that, honey. I don't know what you're talking about, nigga. I was just talking to you about the show Keep On I had on, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
So I've been here as an animal time and time and time again as a mermaid. I've been a mermaid inside of Hollow Earth, and so have many of others. Hollow Earth beings, you know what I'm saying? I went to school in the city of Tulsa under Mount Shasta. So, I ain't deeper than just being human, Johnny. I done been in mountains plenty of times. I done bent some bitches over as a nigga. You know what I'm saying? As a man, you know what I mean? But I'm in female form. Some of us is generous, you know? So.
Cetius, can you tell me, because I hear you speak, there is another Netflix series, Continuum. I don't know if you guys seen Continuum, but that was another one that did a lot, that one and Travelers, but Continuum is the one that talked about the different universes. So what I hear you speak on a lot is about we are on Universe 8, I want to believe. Is that what you said?
Yeah, like
Universe
8. It's 12.
What is that?
But we're in 8.
Okay.
8 has thousands of planets. Number 2 has thousands of worlds. Number 3, you see what I'm saying? Like, yo, matter of fact, it's a chick on my page. Damn, I forgot who it was. It's a girl on my page. She's not even... She don't even stay here in universe number 8. She go over to other universes. Oh, because she a chaos being. So all she is it about chaos. So she like breaking shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put a fist through a planet. So she was created here in number 8. But to fulfill her own existence, she goes over to number 2. Universe number 2. She don't even stay over here with all us niggas and Pleiadians and feline and dog star niggas. She don't stay here with us. She go over to another universe because that's what fulfills her existence because she a chaos nigga. We got chaotic niggas here, but we ain't as wild as the niggas in the next universe.
It ain't shit compared.
Yeah, what she needs to fulfill her chaos. She a being, so she ain't that flesh and blood. She not a human. You know, I can't describe her description because it's hard in human terms. But she goes to a different universe, and she basically be chilling over there because that's what fulfills her design. She need to be with chaos niggas. We got chaos motherfuckers here in Universe Number 8, different worlds all over, but it's not the chaos this bitch needs. You know what I'm saying? She need to go somewhere else, you know what I mean? Where she go is where... Also, the Atlanteans set up in that universe number 2 as well. Yeah, we in 8. And it's thousands and thousands of worlds here. And then the thousands of worlds when you get to the wormhole to go to number 2, number 6. NASA is fucking with universe number 7. 7 right next to us, even though they all don't go in order. But 7 is right next to us. NASA done made it through the wormhole, but their intelligence ain't intelligence enough to have communication through the wormhole. I don't know how my son be watching that motherfucker ass. Jalen to tell you about goddamn spacecraft that done got blown up, but they don't never tell nobody about it. I don't know because they keep fucking around. They just don't tell us about it. Lost mad ships, yo. Keep fucking around.
It's so much. It's so much to, you know, learn and know and remember, come into the remembrance of, you know, as you said, it's like a never ending, you know, quite interesting to say the least. So
yeah, feel like that for yourself. It's like that for your own goddamn self. So to take in so much info from the surface is even more overwhelming because the self have a data system inside of it already to give off all that information. Then you got all the noise in the world. So it'd be very overwhelming because we'd be listening and, you know, looking at a lot of stuff in the world, doing our daily routine stuff and our jobs and shit. So it'd be even more overwhelming. Because inside got mad shit for your ass. Niggas be like,
all right.
Chris Jesus, I want to be in. People be like, Jesus, I want to be able to see into the unseen. I'd be like, no, you don't, because if you did, you would. It takes time, baby. You don't want to rush that, honey. You don't want to rush that, and it's not going to be rushed. Even if you want to rush it, it don't work like that. Your marker knows when to go off. It's an understanding you need when you look at that unseen, and you got to go through an exercise to know whether you're being warped or tripped or not.
All of that. All of that. Your marker will go off. That's very key. Your marker will go off because what a lot of us are doing is trying to force people's marker to go off when it's not their time.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So,
yeah. That's their time. It just ain't their time.
That's it.
That's why I'm like, in my videos, this shit is a journey. It's a journey. Even we don't need to figure out everything in one incarnation.
Cetius, this has been great. I was going to say, this has been great. I want to thank you for joining me on this. You know, I just wanted to hop on real quick. It was on my mind, my heart, my soul. I got to run an errand, I got to wrap up. But, yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah, I ain't going to play no more clips or all that. All of that wisdom, knowledge, all of that information, you know what I'm saying, is enough for the people, you know, to ponder on and to get you, you know what I mean? For those who are able to receive it, as you say, Cecil. So.
Yes.
Thank you, honey. All right. All right, y'all. So if you guys want to, what do we got coming up? Oh, we got this weekend, we got a very interesting weekend. We got a motivational classroom, which is going to be tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. What we're going to be talking about in the classroom tomorrow is the HIV epidemic, all right? The HIV epidemic, the bioweapons, all that good stuff. So it's our Let's Talk Health segment on the Ear platform, which is every third Saturday. And also this Sunday, we got Spiritual Soul Sunday with the brothers. We're going to be talking about herbs, right? I think it's what are your questions about herbs?
or whatnot. So that's going to be it's going to be kind of a healing time show, you know, where Sensei is going to be the highlight and Eli, you know what I'm saying? So, Cetius, I know you'll pop in and out when you are available to join us on those particular shows. So, yeah, it's going to be a powerful weekend. So please be sure to join us. All right, Cetius, you want to leave? When it comes to the whole topic of tapping into your demonic forces and the balance, you know what I mean? Is there anything you want to leave the world with?
It's definitely a deep concentration of the self and the understanding, and one's life will slow down more and become more of peace because it must be understood once one comes into the unseen. So it'll go along with the person's journey and their flow of life change because you must be in peace. It's quiet in my house, honey. You can't even hear a pin drop unless I talk. Very quiet all day. It's very peaceful. You don't even know it's a 19-year-old or a 15-year-old. You don't even know it's animals in the house. That's how peaceful we are. Very, very peaceful. We have to be because we got the unseen in the crib, and we have to work with the unseen. So I have to stay focused. Very focused, and I have to be in peace, very quiet. I'm about to go right now into my backyard in peace with my dog, quiet, quiet, because I need it. I have to be able to hear effective. I'm getting cute today.
Your backyard is so beautiful. Oh my God. So, so beautiful. Man. All right. Yeah. Yes, Cetius, thank you. You know I always enjoy you, so thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, guys, till next time, guys. Peace and love. Peace.
reflection on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and every shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, he'll do what I please. Golden eye, no time for sweetness, but a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees. You'll never know how I watch you from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. The girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain takes him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know from the shadows as a child. You never know how it feels to get so close and be denied.